and welcome to Marooned at MacBite's headquarters. Day 344. Isn't it amazing we're here? Yes.
Right, you okay now?
Errors abound. Where's that error gone? Hang on. There you go. There's an error. Shall I send you that error?
Yeah, why not?
Belt and braces, you see. We've been here before, haven't we?
Usually were you screaming at me?
Yep.
See how calm we were.
That's because we've been here before and we've put in redundancies. So we actually have two radio endpoints that we can broadcast to. So we are on the backup tonight.
Come on then.
The other one just says error. We'll work on that later. Anyway, let me get into the chat and say hello to everybody. Good job we started early today, wasn't it? The other day, I raced in and I had 7 seconds to get myself sorted. Oh, Jonathan was first. Young Jonathan was first. Congratulations, Jonathan. Excellent start to the week. Closely followed by Alex. Excellent. And even Simon. Simon, that's one of your best that. Apart from that time you were in for 45 minutes on your own talking to yourself, which was great entertainment if you were watching it. So who else have we got? Yeah, refresh. If you have any problems whatsoever, refresh. But there's no point me saying that, is there? Because if you've got a gateway error, you're not hearing me. But if you refresh right now, it'll be fine. All sorted. CQ Deb. Who else do we have? Oh, hello, Tony. Yes. Mike's biggest problem with that, we have different jobs when it comes to the broadcast. My machine and all the things I do are on the production side. So I've just got this thing that says error, but I've already wired it up. We did a show on this, didn't we? But we didn't do a show on it. We put it in after hours so you could follow along and see what was involved. But we've not done an update of that. Now we've got the redundancy in place. We must do that. But basically, I'm broadcasting twice. I'm broadcasting to both show endpoints. One is giving an error, the other one is fine. What Mike needed to do was take away the player that was generating the error from the web page and put the other one there. Both of them are there all the time. It's just that one is hidden. And then obviously it's a different player. We do prefer the player with the pretty pictures on, and it will tell you whether we are live or not, because somebody's bound to come in and say, are we live? We are live. It is Monday the 22nd of February, and we are 4 months away from freedom, according to Boris. Don't believe a word the man says, but there you go. So yes, we're live. Right. Hello, Renee. Happy Monday to you and happy Monday to everybody. Hello, Tracy. Who else have we got? We've got Paul. Good morning, Paul. How is it down under? And who else have we got? Excellent, Jonathan. Today was a much better start on the week. Things with work went much better. You need to ask Mike about work. I'll see if he pops back in to share with you. He's just had me rolling on the floor laughing with it. Hello, Pete. I'm still waiting. See, look, still not investigating the brown cable of doom. Desperate to know what's at the other end of it. My money is on nothing. It's just a cable that's there to play with Pete's mind, which doesn't explain where it came from. That's the bit that's getting me. But we shall look forward to the resolution of that. But, you know, long may it rain. It'll go down like the lady pipe in Marooned at MacBite's headquarters history. Will the brown cable. Kim's been listening to Brooklyn's News. Mike's not here at the moment, Kim, but I will make sure that I pass that along. He unfortunately, and he agreed with me on this, has a Catanian council meeting tonight, which he would love to get out of, but he's running it. So there's the problem. He's running it from the technical perspective. You might wonder why we don't leave running it to other people. The last time somebody else, and they weren't running it, but they were actually like chairing the meeting, managed to knock their laptop cable out, which they didn't notice till the laptop ran out of power and they vanished. Then they logged back in, eventually, and then there were two of them, and then they ended up talking to themselves. It didn't end well. So this is why Mike needs to be there, to stop them in their tracks from causing uproar. Oh, right. Let me carry on. Sounds like an old TV or FM aerial cable. Well, if it is, and I agree with you, if it's brown, yes. But the end that's on it's an RJ45. Oh, it's going to end up as its own Mac Bites episode, complete with the blurred artwork. We could do that, Pete. We could do that. We could get you on and have a chat. You can explain all about the brown cable. It will. It'll be one of those things that we talk about in years to come, I'm telling you. The cable probably went to an access point. Yours is in the loft. Yeah, but why? This was an old couple, according to Pete, and the loft had no conversion on it. Why would you take it up there? It does seem rather weird, but we'll wait and we'll find out. We might never actually find out. You might actually have to contact them, Pete, and explain that there's a whole raft of people desperate to know what happened and want the full story. An internet TV device. Yeah, it could be. It could be, but you don't normally have that cable at that point, do you? You wouldn't have the end of it. Even if the thing is in the loft, surely the cable would go down to where the TV was. But there you go. Oh, the vaccine is in for Kim. Excellent. It was a cattle call. You're having a panic attack. All I could imagine was COVID running throughout. How are you feeling? How long has it been and how are you feeling? See you tomorrow, Jonathan. They get earlier every night. We might disappear from where he is at the moment. We might end up back on the other player, but not tonight, I think. I think we'll use our backup player tonight and then see how we go tomorrow. It was working, you see. That's fatal. You know, when it's working and then all of a sudden it's not. So Tracy's loft is unconverted. Mr. T put it there, so it was out of the way and not cluttering up the wall shelf space. If that's what's happened, then somebody else has got to have put it in, haven't they? But then where's the rest of the equipment getting it from where it is to where they would have been watching it? Oh, it'll be fascinating to find out. So we will wait eagerly, Pete. Eagerly we will wait. I have to share this story with you. You know, we have the COVIDiots. This one's right up there. This is not just one single COVIDiot. It's a group of people. You may well have seen it on the PC. On the BBC, rather. But yeah, a church decided to have a meetup. You know, you can go to church. In the church, they decided to have a meetup in a car park, replete with, like, you know, everything that you would have at an outdoor event, bar a bouncy castle. And I'm not sure if they didn't have one of those. Got fined. So I said to Mike, well, £200 won't make that much difference. And Mike said, no, 10,000, because it was deemed a party. There are no words. Ooh, 2.5 hours. Back hurts from standing. So far, arm not so much. Fingers crossed, Kim. Trust me, fingers crossed. Prayers being said, everything coming your way. I wanted to share with you something that we've done and I can't because I've sent something to somebody and it's not arrived yet. You know, when you're waiting for your Amazon thing and our Amazon deliveries today arrive like 12:30 and this one's not going to get there till 9:30 tonight. Oh, and I wanted to share a picture. No, it's very, very, very annoying. Oh, hang on. Do we have an update? Oh, we do have an update. This might happen live during the show. Where are they and where are they aiming to be? It's 7 stops away from its intended destination, which is not here. So I have sent a gift to somebody, but it's got to get there first before we can talk about it, because she might be listening. Sorry, they might be listening. Can't give it away, can I? He, she, they might be listening. Parliament. Oh, Pete. Oh. There's no words. There's no words. I thought, don't watch it because you'll only overdose on the pandas, or you'll need to overdose on the pandas. So I didn't. I did the edited highlights things. So he's planning to reopen shops and gyms on the 12th of April. And I did read something about, 10,000 fans can go to the stadiums by May. Fabulous. Whatever. What was the other one? 21st of June, I think. It's going to be all over. Not everybody's going to be vaccinated until the end of July, but he thinks it's a wise idea to go out in June. Can I predict right now what's going to happen? Just right now. People are going to go away on holiday and they're going to come back with some kind of weird variant. Not everybody will have been vaccinated. Some people will catch it and that'll be the end of that. And there will be a mini peak. I'm not going anywhere on holiday. I'm quite happy here. Quite happy here. The DPL man woke you up 15 minutes after you'd got to sleep. Oh no. 2 hours sleep since yesterday morning. Currently in bed with a beer. Do you not have a sign that says on pain of death, don't knock on the door? Just put the parcel and then fill in the blank where you want it leaving. We contemplated one of those boxes. They're not common in the UK. Like a letterbox that's stuck to the side of your house, but it is a separate box. Now, it's fine for letters. And we contemplated that because the door that we have, there's a lot of glass in the door that we've got. So you would have a very narrow opening to put the post through. But parcels are a different business and they do have a tendency to put them in the bin. Now, we're lucky we've got an enclosed porch. So the instructions are there. And they put it in there. But there are some of them, and you worry about the idiocy, like the idiot that was stood outside the door with the instructions on the parcel to put it in the porch, with the instructions on the door to put it in the porch, who rang me and said, I can't deliver the parcel. And I said, have you thought of putting it in the porch? Good idea. And he left it in the porch. I thought some of these people should not be let out on their own. Yes, does Pete have a quiet area, you mean? Like a man cave. I think it could be a man cave, that. Mind you, he'd have to get... Does your brown wire run out there? Could it be that? Can you imagine if he starts investigating and he finds another cluster of cables? Oh, that would be amazing. We shall have to keep our fingers crossed for that one. First day at the new job tomorrow. Definitely need a proper nice gift. Absolutely, because they might ask questions about your Excel spreadsheet. Do you understand your shift pattern yet? So take your dark glasses with you and possibly Mike to explain the Excel situation. That was crazy. I've seen some Excel spreadsheets, but that one was up there. It was up there. I actually was playing with Excel last week, wasn't I, with Sarah's data? Oh, I was. And I just saw something from Sarah. Good evening to you, Sarah. Hang on. Really loving Notion. Really enjoying adding links to it rather than loads of bookmarks that you never look at. Oh, bookmarks are a nightmare. I mean, I've tried with bookmarks. I today have actually been working on something potentially productivity related. How many of you use Gmail for your mail? So either an @Gmail address or have your mail hosted on Google. Now, we have our mail hosted on Google. And I was looking through the options, thinking, what's this one? What's this one? And literally, there's a million options in there. So I start playing around with it. And I ended up with a setup that's not bad at all. It's basically multiple inboxes, which I would never have thought of even trying. That's like, no, madness lies that way. Don't do it. But it's actually worked quite well so far. I mean, it'll probably all come crashing down at some point. But right now, it's okay. So I'm toying around with it, possibly do a demo of how I'm setting it up. I think the object of the exercise is to get to inbox zero. Isn't it always? I am not at that level yet. I am not at inbox zero. I'm not. There's so much that I want to see and read. That's my issue. So I leave something in the inbox of, oh, I'll open that up and I'll read it later. And then you don't. Quite frankly, let's be honest, you don't. And then at some point, you'll just archive the whole lot. I never delete email unless it's spam. So the email is always, always going to be there. But there's some things like I've got a mail from Sarah that I want to reply to. And, you know, if you leave that sat in the inbox and you don't mark that as like do something with it, again, you'll miss it. So I starred that one. But then you actually have to go into a different view to see your starred email. And this multiple inbox thing, you don't need to do that. So if you're on Gmail, I could do a kind of productivity session with some options you could set. One fallout of that has been it's working fantastically in Chrome. I believe it also works in Safari, but it's not working properly in Mailplane, which is ridiculous because that's supposed to be just a wrapper around Gmail with some extra features. It's not to stop, it's not supposed to stop something in Gmail working, but it's fantastic. Oh, Paul loves his iPad Magic keyboard. What was that in relation to? Or is it just a proclamation? Tracy's got a Gmail account, doesn't use it. Ah, well, all of these things, they're not really tips and tricks for like a particular mail client. They're tips and tricks for Gmail. But if this gets me to inbox zero, it'll be amazing. I mean, I can do inbox zero as long as I'm lethal with myself. Absolutely ruthless to get to inbox zero. Hello, lady. You sound out of breath.
Yeah, me or the dog?
Well, the dog, but now I've seen you. Exactly the same, to be honest.
Girl.
Right, Kim had said something to Mike. Hang on. Brown wire murder boards needed. Oh, I'm loving that one. Right, where's what Kim said to Mike? Hang on. Oh, I'm all over the place with the chat here. This is bizarre. Where's it gone? Because Mike's actually here now. Oh, Mike, have a look at the chat. Oh, he's disappeared again. God, it's like trying to hit a moving target. Oh, right, you're back. Check the chat. Kim mentioned you. Oh, Tracy uses airmail. I used to use airmail. Loved it. Absolutely loved it. Did it go paid for or something? Why did I stop using airmail? I think it was even on their beta program. Something happened anyway, and I decided I was going Google. Right, where are you, girl? Come on, paw. Oh, you just sit there and headbutt me backwards. Come on, give me a paw. Good girl. Right. Dentist Dick approved by Kim. Oh, good.
Kim enjoys the Brooklyn's news.
Excellent, right.
Thank you, Kim.
Guess what? We are now two stops away, or the secret toy is two stops away. And so I'm waiting for something to come through when it arrives. So it's two stops away. That's good. That's good. I hope they're not eating dinner. That wouldn't be good, would it? Right. The Brooklyn's right. News. I love the way you summarise the show. And all the mischief we get up to. Yeah. And I always think about people who have never heard it. Because, you know, last week we had two newbies from the circle. Wasn't it Charles and Jacinta?
Yeah.
I thought it was absolutely comical they didn't rock up again this week. They might have listened, but they didn't. If they did, they didn't say a word.
True.
Oh, right. She's fine. We're fine.
Right.
Radio. Still giving me an error. But the other one's fine. So off you toddle.
Probably giving you an error. Because it's trying to broadcast.
Well, the server's not responding, is it?
No.
So it can't find it. So that's what the error is.
Right.
But the thing is, the broadcast app will carry on even if there's an error on one channel. So not a crisis.
I shall submit a ticket in the morning.
And here we go again.
Do you know, Mike, if it's all right in the morning, don't bother with the ticket. Leave it be. Leave it be. I've got to put I've actually put a support ticket in with one thing, and they've come back and said, we can't replicate either of those items. I thought, no, you wouldn't, would you? And then a bad word was said. Could you make a video of it? Now, bearing in mind, when the support ticket went in, had all my signature on it of, you know, who I am and what I do. And it came out, I said, could you possibly make a video of it happening? You can record your screen with QuickTime, and then proceeded to tell me how. And I thought, grandmother's eggs. So I've got the recording of it, because then you start to think, am I gaslighting myself? But no, the error that's happening, both of them, is still there.
I put a support ticket in this morning for two issues with the software that I use for my webinar bookings that I'm going to talk about on the next MacBytes, which is due out...
When you least expect it. It's all right, Jonathan's gone. He went after 7 minutes. His mum rang.
Is that a record?
I think it is, actually. I think he should be Dr. Point for not making the 15-minute mark.
Because they made changes. And one of the changes I wanted to remove something from this data entry form and you can't do it.
Lovely.
Yes.
Lovely.
Yes.
Not good.
No.
Oh, right. Dear, dear.
I'll go and see the continuous.
Some premium features are paid for. This is airmail, isn't it? But you can't remember if you paid for it. I think I did. Let's have a look if it's still available for download on my account. Or did I do? I know I was on the beta. Definitely on the beta. I do love all of the extra features in all these mail clients. Airmail 5, it says I can download it. So I presume it does. Let's have a look under in-app purchases. There we go. You can pay monthly for $2.99 or annually for $9.99. Yeah, not happening. So that didn't happen at all. That was the one that made my mail look like Twitter. You could like fold it up and have a very narrow window, which I think I did. There was another one that I used and I loved the way it hid half the stuff in the sidebar. But in the end, I just thought every iteration of these mail clients, they change something or break something. And I just got sick of it. So I've got access to a Spark, Airmail, Postbox. Mailplane is like it's supposed to be just a plain wrapper. So that one should interfere least. But as I've just said today, this new feature that they've rolled out, not supported yet. So I've got my mail in a browser at the minute. I always remember when Mike said, oh, I do my mail in a browser. I thought, heathen. Heathen. But he's quite right. It's doable. It's definitely doable. Renee uses Apple Mail. I have used Apple Mail. I did use it probably for about 3 or 4 years. And then I just thought, I can't be doing with this. They made the tiniest changes that impacted how I used it. So I must admit, I don't use that. Is it Andante related, the gift? It could well be, Kim. It could well be. What's it saying now? Two stops away. It's actually on the right road at the moment. Two stops away. I'll share it when it arrives because I never know if they're listening. Love that. I've never done that on phone support. I just need the email server address. Then they proceed to ask, have you tried this? I just think, you know, I can't believe what I'm reporting. And I'll admit, it's a beta thing, this. I can't believe what I'm reporting they haven't seen. There's two things I'm reporting. One is, you know, like you get a window for an app. And then within that window, you've got the app's content. It's flying all over the place. If I touch one bit of it. Night, Sarah. If I touch one bit of it. Everything just moves around. And there's nothing I'm doing particularly to cause it. And there's nothing that I can do to stop it. So that's the first thing. The second thing is so blatantly obvious. If it's happening on my system, it must be happening on others. And it's this business of where you have... What are you doing? Come on. Settle down. If I find you gnawing at anything, you're going to be in big trouble. And what's more, I'll tell Daddy. If you want to gnaw on something, gnaw on that. Right. Then you'll fall asleep because you'll have eaten that much, crying out loud. So the second thing was, in the settings, there's this option to have the interface of the app. Oh, it's one stop away, Kim. To have the interface of the app the same as the system. Now, my system is set to light, but this particular app, I want dark because I don't like it when I look at it light. So I set it to dark. When I restarted the app, it switched back to light. But if we're going to get technical, it had switched back to the system default. So the three options that are in the preferences is system default, light or dark. So I set it back to dark thinking it was just a one-off. Rebooted it again. No, it went back to light. So I put it in there. Can't replicate that. I thought, you are kidding me, right? It's so obvious. But there you go. So those were the two issues, and now they need a video of it. So I've done the video. I just need to VO it, and then we'll be fine. Ooh, Kim saw her first Amazon bricks and mortar grocery store while out. Didn't know they actually had them. We have a van here. That's as near as we get. I don't think we have bricks and mortar in this country. I've heard about them, but I've never seen one or even pictures of one. But we have a thing called the something van. It's like basically a huge lorry, and it has a certain amount of stock on it, of a certain, obviously it's quite narrow stock that's on it. And they go round town to town and basically like pitch up like a market. So if it said like, you know, it's going to be in Manchester today, then you can just go along. And, you know, if you want anything that is actually on the lorry, you can get it at like a huge discount. The treasure truck, that's the one. I believe that's been in Manchester twice. But to get to Manchester town centre, it's so pedestrianised now. You'd be parking like 3 miles away and walking. So by the time you'd got there, I'm sure there wouldn't be much left. And it's a bit dicey at the minute as well, isn't it? So I don't think they've done it for a good few months. The pop van. I wish it was actually, Pete. That would be cool, wouldn't it? If around their distribution centres, they had like the equivalent of an ice cream van or a series of them, and they could go for like 50 miles, that would actually be really cool. Because you could go into, with a van that size, you could go into really like household areas rather than the centre of Manchester. And it would kind of spread out the love a bit. You could go to deliberately areas that aren't that wealthy and give them a discount. I think that would be cool. But whether they'd ever do it or not, it's a totally different business. Oh, now, the green dot, which is the delivery van, is now hovering meaningfully over the red dot, which is the address that it's going to. But it's still saying out for delivery. But I'm actually, that's good, because they were actually driving the wrong way at one point. So it's close. It's close. If it's an actual lorry, why on earth can't they call it such? A truck is a builder's vehicle. No, it's a lorry. It's like a HGV1, which is like a cab that has like a lorry part on the back that it can hook up to and pull along. And I think it is actually in the livery of an Amazon treasure truck. But I mean, I think when it's like in the town centre and stuff, it's carpetbaggers who are going to get there first and then take it away and try selling it, you know, at a profit. And I just think the little van thing would be cool, where you're actually taking it to like households. I was watching this true crime thing, and it was funny because there was about 3 or 4 different videos on it. Do not start. You've had enough. The Glasgow ice cream wars, and they explained how it happened. So we're going back to the history of it now, and they were moving people out of the Glasgow tenements because they were really run down. So they built these like estates on the edge of Glasgow, so out of the city centre, and they moved people there. You're thinking, okay, so far, you know, they're brand new. But how these ice cream vans came to be like central to the economy was there were no shops. Where they'd moved them to, there were no shops. And the people that they'd moved there didn't have a car. And if they had to get a bus and pay for it to get to a shop to buy their stuff, it would end up costing them more than where they were living before. So they literally did not have the money for it. So the ice cream vans that were going out there taking ice cream, and the kids would buy ice cream, they started taking things like a few toilet rolls and stuff. And it exploded into like, you know, toothpaste and extra stuff. So ice cream vans were rocking up, and they actually had more other stuff in than they did ice cream. And they did a roaring trade. So I think it'd be nice to take it out to places where they don't get the opportunity. I think that would be really good. I mean, they keep building houses here. And when we moved in, there was a school, and this school, it was the boys' grammar school, and it was on both sides of the road, and they had these huge playing fields. All of that has been built on now. So there's an estate on there. I think they call it the college estate or something. They named all the roads after like Eton, Harrow. What else have we got? All like schools names. So the school's estate. The other one on the other side is really nice. It's beautiful. But, you know, you've put in there a good few hundred houses, but we still only have the same number of shops locally. There's one, they kept losing the post office. It's like nobody wanted to be a post office. So when I was taking, I had a job every quarter, I had to take it the VAT return. And I needed to take it to a post office to get a certificate to say I'd posted it. So the post office had gone. So Mum said, oh, it's there's one up such and such a road. So I headed off up this place. It could only be described as Beirut. And I came back and I said, don't ever go there. She said, why? I said, dangerous much. There were just like gangs of kids all over the place. All over the place, looking menacing. So I said, no, I've christened that Beirut and I won't be going there again. Luckily, we now have a decent post office and that one was quite a way off. But yeah, no, I'm not going there. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Right. Didn't realise they had any beside the Whole Foods stores. I saw one, I think, but it was more of a proof of concept. You can chunter away, but you're not getting anything else. And they'll all think that you're a piggy. So behave yourself. There's a plan. Don't look at me like that. Or I'll take a picture and post that as well. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Yeah, I think it must have been like a mock-up of how it worked. Because is it true they don't have staff? You kind of go in and there's a gateway and it clocks you in. And then you go to the next bit and then you like pay by card and stuff. I guess there's cameras and things. Just seems a bit dicey. If you like true crime, The Night Stalker on Netflix is awesome. Like I've got Netflix, Pete. I must admit, you know, if I run out of stuff, then I might be tempted. I might be tempted to get it. You know, like take a month off. And then catch up on anything that I want to watch in the month. Might do that. Mike's mum's got Netflix. And if we had the password, then so could we. But we don't. She didn't know she had Netflix. I don't know how she managed that either. Because it must have been going out of the bank account every month. But once she discovered she had it, oh, she was in her element. Her and Mike's dad watched The Crown and another one. And he absolutely loved it. So obviously only a few months before he died, but he loved it. And she's carried on watching The Crown. Oh, it's been delivered. So let's see if I get a notification from those involved. Let's have a look. Oh, somebody rang me today. Now, you know what I'm like with my phone. That's funny at any time, isn't it? If anybody rings me, it's never good news to start with. So the phone, I didn't even know the phone had rung. Okay. So imagine my abject horror when I looked at my watch and it said, you know, 2 missed calls. So I thought, what's going on here? It said there'd been a message and that there'd been a call. So I thought, well, I'll listen to the message. And the thing was, there was a proper number on it, which is quite unusual, you know, if you get a call. So I thought, got to be a wrong number. You know, not going to be somebody that I know. Listens to it. And I thought, can you imagine this was some poor little old lady with a cat? Because the message was, hello, it's and I couldn't make out the name. From the vets. We've got Charlie's results in. Ring us back. I thought, who's Charlie? No idea if Charlie's a cat or a dog or a snake or a spider. No idea. But Charlie's results are in. Now, whoever owns Charlie has no idea of that because they've left me the message. I don't know anybody with anything called Charlie. Interesting. This is the kind of call I get. And I thought, well, do I ring back and say, you know, I'm not Charlie's owner? I had to leave it in then because it was quite late. It was heading for 5 o'clock. Sounds like your mother's post office, bang in the middle of the main road, in the biggest council estate in Exeter. They put them in some stupid places, don't they? Oh, they really do. This one is an estate and it had a bad name a good few years ago. It was a council estate. Now, what that means is if we talk about council housing, I think you might call it social housing. But as an estate, it becomes like a sink estate. Just throw anybody that we don't want with anybody nice in that estate. But then in the 80s, there was the right to buy legislation brought in, which meant that people were buying these houses as well as, you know, they'd lived in a council house for a while and they were buying the house. Now, the arguments with that were, well, now they're invested in the area, they won't go around wrecking it. But the other way of looking at it was, it's one more house not available for social housing. So what happened was, that must have been, gosh, nearly 20 years ago. At the time, it was all council housing and it was rough. And now it's not, because now there's so many homeowners. Rachel lives on this estate and she bought the place. So there's so many homeowners. It's really changed. You know, people are planting flowers and stuff in the communal areas and things like that. So it has changed. But the places I think I've had to go with just to find a post office, it's ridiculous. So one was this place called Beirut. Another one was right over the other side of town. And it was either in, no, it was next door to the co-op, which was fine. Apart from this post office was sandwiched between the co-op grocery store and the cooperative undertakers on the other side. So I thought, well, it'll do. You know, don't need to go near the undertakers. Got there and I thought there was a car park, and there was. It was like the north face of the Eiger, and it was like full of potholes, which it had rained. And you couldn't tell when you were looking at a puddle, because it was like really dark black. You couldn't tell whether it was like an inch of water that you could get through, or a 3 foot pothole that, you know, don't do that, or it'd have been a Vicar of Dibley moment. So I thought, I'm never going back there again. Never going back there. We've now got a really decent one. But thankfully, they took the VAT stuff online. So I don't have to go out at all for that now anymore. That's good news. Oh. Your mother's house was ex-council, not that you're a council tenant. No, it's really mixed now. It's really, really mixed. And the most annoying thing around here now is people not just having home extensions, because that's like one thing and it doesn't have to be that disruptive. But what people are doing is actually like virtually knocking the house down. I'm not joking. There was one on the main road, probably about 3/4 of a mile from us. And I'd been watching progress on this for months. And it's quite a big house. I think it was detached to start with. And obviously they wanted some kind of extension on it. But when you say extension, good grief, I think they were going up a floor and out. And they'd moved out. They must have moved out. Because all that was left when they'd finished this first stage was like a shell. There were no windows. There was no plaster on the inside. It was literally just a shell of the outside house. And I said to Mike, I don't fancy that, you know, over Christmas. Now, this was Christmas 2019. By the time they'd got it stripped back to nothing to start rebuilding it, COVID had hit. And I thought, it must be costing them a fortune to live in rented accommodation wherever they are, because there's no way they can live in there. And I've no idea how that house is progressing. I mean, Mike's been up there with Lola and said slowly. So that so far, it's an 18-month build. I mean, people have lived and died in that time. The other one, once finished, they were basically on the corner and they added like another half a house to it. But there's another one round the corner. And I only thank God for two things. One, that we didn't buy the house that was near to this one. And two, that Mum's gone. Because if she'd have seen this thing, she was very close. There were two properties. They were both like on the corner. One was on a quiet side road and the other was where we are. And they opted for this one, which is annoying with the traffic. It's not that loud. It would not bother anybody unless you were recording for a living. And then it's pretty annoying. But this side one would have been more quiet. But what they're doing is the house opposite, again, they've gutted it back to nothing. They did get a little bit further. They've built all the walls. And it's literally like they've built a house around the house and then they'll knock down the house on the inside. It's the weirdest thing. And so many people are doing that. I'm glad looking around here, there isn't much scope for that. We did get a planning permission application. You know, this do you complain about this thing? And it's kind of a house across the road and like three houses up. And they've not started it yet. That'll be annoying when they have, because then we'll have noise all day and I'll have to work all night. But luckily that doesn't bother me that much. What are you doing? You're up to mischief again, aren't you? You might look like that. Just because you can't see me doesn't mean I can't see you. Dogs are like that, you know. Maya used to hide his head under the sofa. And then because he couldn't see you, he was positive you couldn't see him. But it didn't work like that, did it, Maya? Oh, I was always in trouble. So what have we all got planned for the week? I've been tinkering around. I've been productively tinkering around, trying to get this email system set up. I'm quite happy with it at the moment. I don't know if I'm going to stick with it, but sometimes just changing things around, you think, no, I'm not going to stick with that. But it would work if I did X. So I'm at that stage. At the moment, I'm quite liking it. At the moment, but we'll see how it goes. Now, of course, I've got myself a job because I've got to make sure that Mailplane will actually work with it down the line. That's a good idea, Kim. At some point, we'll need a video of the entire neighbourhood. When we can go out, we could do that, couldn't we? Oh, that'd be cool. Yeah, we could go from here up to the church and show you where Mike and Nina live. Show you the church if we ever get back into the parish centre. I used to do, will you knock it off? Come on. Rolly over and settle down. If you don't settle down, the water's coming out. Yes, I need a water pistol for you, don't I, little madam? We used to do Facebook Lives when Mike did the tea and coffee. So the tea and coffee thing is on a rota, and Mike got put on the rota with the Catinians when he took over his presidential year. So every sort of 5 weeks or so, although it seemed like more, Mike would get the guys together and do the tea and coffee for everybody after Mass. And I said, well, let's Facebook Live it to the Brooklands group. So Brooklands 196, the Catinian group, has its own Facebook group page, whatever. So I would live stream it to that. And, you know, people were actually getting up at like 8:45 for a 9:30 Mass just to watch it. And it was basically like, here are the boys. Here's the teapot. But people liked it. So, yeah, we could do that, couldn't we? And then sometimes after Mass, we'd tend to do one of two things every now and then. We would either go for breakfast at a little place called the Bus Stop Cafe, which is fabulous, or we'd have lunch at Bramley Farm, one or the other. So we could do that as well, couldn't we? It's like, should we do breakfast or should we do lunch? We used to love to go to a place that my mum absolutely adored, which is called the Castle in the Air, and it's brilliant. Only problem with it is it's always booked. It's always absolutely booked solid. So, you know, you get there and there's no parking, or you get inside and there's no tables. Your computer memory supplier. Trying to answer a question on Apple Sport forums. Mr. Memory. Mr. Memory in the UK, and I think the site is mrmemory.co.uk. We only started using them because Crucial didn't have in what we actually wanted. But to be honest, this time we didn't even bother looking at Crucial. We went straight to Mr. Memory. Right, is that the one? That's the one. There you go. Mr. Memory. Not only were they always a lot cheaper, but they tend to have a deal on every now and then where every stick, they'll give you a discount of like £7.50, £10. And then I told you when, I mean, obviously we were ordering £850 worth. And there was these options for postage, which went from nothing, you could get it for free, to £28.99, I think. And I said to Mike, not paying £28.99 for the postage. So I went for the cheap option, because if you remember, the computer was on like 18-day delivery. So I said, well, there's no point having the Ramsat here, is there? I'll order it, because if I leave it and they go out of stock, then I'm going to have problems. But, you know, I don't need it tomorrow. And they paid for DPD delivery on it. I actually said to Mike as we ordered it, if they want to risk £850 worth to Hermes, or who's the other idiot? Oh, Yodel. I said, that's up to them. Because not my problem. If it doesn't arrive, not my problem. Which was clearly what they were thinking. And they paid for it, which was good news. Like that. No, it wasn't Crucial. We've used Crucial before. There's two reasons that I didn't use Crucial. One was not this iMac, the one before. So the summer of 2017. Which, if you need reminding, Pete, that was when the Tories won an election. The Brexity thing. Theresa May won an election. And we bought the computer. Then we went off to look for the memory. And the memory was brand new and Crucial didn't have any and neither did anyone else. The only supplier that I could find that had it was Mr. Memory. So we bought it from there. Between the summer of 2017 and the next time we needed memory, which was last December, I'd bought two Crucial SSDs. I'd already had a Crucial SSD before and it had been fine. I think I had two of them and they just didn't work. There was nothing actually wrong with them. There was no bad sectors, nothing like that. But you put them on the Mac and you started doing something and it would just eject it. It just did not seem to like Crucial. Every other, even cheap, the cheapest SSD I could get my hands on, that you'd be thinking, you know, is there actually anything in the box? It's that cheap. Had been absolutely fine. But these Crucial ones didn't work. So what I decided was, seeing as though they'd been so good with the memory in 2017, and I'd not had much luck with Crucial stuff since then, I would leave Crucial alone and I would use Mr. Memory, and that's what I did. Theresa, who, yeah, do you remember her? It kind of fleeting, if you remember. It always reminds me of that woman on the BBC, Pete. An election? What, not another one? Has my giftie said anything? No, not a word. Maybe they've got it in a COVID cave. Oh, no. Oh, no, this might be a two-parter tomorrow. I'm sat here with all my chats open and no, not a word. Let's see if they've sent it via iMessage instead. Let's have a look in there. No, I've got Mike's message in there. And the one I sent to Jonathan on Saturday. But apart from that, no, nothing yet. Maybe they're eating their dinner. Maybe they didn't knock. I will have to wait, but at least it safely arrived, and that's all that matters to me. I wanted to make sure that it got there today. So that might be a part two. I will leave my phone there. I've also got an iPad on here with the news, and it's just like ancient white male yakking constantly. This one's Sir Charles Walker. What are the odds he's a Tory? Oh, he's pointy fingering. He must be a Tory, he's pointy fingering. Where's Simon when you need him? Oh, is it a brown cable detector? Oh, if only, Pete. I think Pete's a little overtired. Oh, Mike at work. Yes, the Mike at work message. What happened was, something happened on Saturday. Mike has a Siri shortcut. And this Siri shortcut, all it does is send a message that says, I'm at work. And obviously hasn't had the need for that. This is just so I know he's landed okay when he gets there. Hasn't needed it for over a year. But he'd left it on the home screen of his phone, hadn't he? And somehow on Saturday, juggling around with notifications, he managed to hit this thing. And the whole point of the shortcut is that it doesn't ask you, are you sure? So obviously the next minute I get this message to say Mike's at work. I said, really? Anyway, he's moved it now. Now his complaint is it's playing with his mind. Because, you know, when you move two icons that would have been at the top of screen one, that leaves you a gap at the bottom of screen one. And now he's tapping the wrong icons for everything else. So I said, why don't you just move two folders there and be done until you've organised it. But muscle memory for him, he's getting all confused, bless him. What can I say? Oh, you're right, Renee. It could have been delivered to the neighbours. Who knows? Who knows? Pete's not getting out of bed. Oh, I would have thought something would be said. Let's just say that. But nothing so far. So I'll leave it there. And we'll wait. But Kim is symbiotic with me. She knows. She knows. Do you remember the thing with Jonathan? Kim knew right from day one. I said I'd ordered something and I couldn't say what it was, but it was going to be an unboxing. And that it was some, I don't know if I said it's something somebody had, but Kim was straight there. And Kim, was it a DM? I think he said, is it Jonathan's whiteboard? And obviously it was. And then this thing went missing. And it was, can you wait 2 more days? Can you wait 2 more days? In the end, it was like almost 3 weeks. So I got onto them and said, you know, just give me a refund because it's clearly not coming. And they wrote back and said, well, you know, we would like to send you one, but unfortunately we're out of stock at the moment. So you could wait. And I thought, they don't want to lose the sale. So I think that came in and I left it a day and I thought, no, I might as well get a refund and try and get one somewhere else. When all of a sudden they dispatched me another one, which did finally arrive, which did get unboxed, I think just before Christmas, not long before Christmas. And then, of course, we had unboxing 2.0, which failed the first week because the camera was on the frizz. It was just black. The camera was not showing anything. So the camera was there, it was plugged in, it was all supposed to be working. But on Wirecast, it was just black. So we had to wait, drum roll, for another week. And then I said to Judge Jonathan, on pain of death, do not fall asleep. And what happened? He fell asleep. So he ended up watching the unboxing the following morning. But actually, it was just as well, because when he got there, he was saying how jealous he was because he wanted that one. And by then, I think, Tracy, have you ordered one? But about 4 people had ordered one and got one. So I know Paul's got one, haven't you, Paul? There's lots of these things flying around now, but they are very, very good, I must admit. They work best, as far as I'm concerned, when I start doing something. So like an episode of Marooned or an episode of By Request. And they work best when they're blank. And you are in the middle of a project. I mean, I'm sure you can imagine on Saturday night, it's a nightmare. There's that many moving parts to a Saturday night. It's a nightmare. And I'm making notes on this board of like follow-ups that are coming in on the chat and songs that need to be played and stuff like that, all in different colours. But then pretty much as soon as you've dealt with that, you then wipe that off and then you're ready for the next thing. But the first time we did By Request, it wasn't even By Request. It was our end of year party. And don't grumble, you were invited, Lola. We had no idea. We were just like, well, we can't have the party we'd planned. And the party we'd planned was at a local hotel, really expensive place. And we'd got an amazing deal with them. I can't even remember how we managed that, but we got the most amazing deal with them. And then, of course, we all got cancelled and there was nothing you could do. It was actually a week after Boris decided we were in lockdown. Luckily, we decided, butt-nit, cheeky. We decided a week before that we would cancel it rather than make people wait because we could see the way it was going. Good night, Pete. We're fine. She's just acting up. Little madam.
Okay.
Don't leave your meeting. You know what they're like unattended? It's like kindergarten with grown men, which is worse. What was I saying? Honestly, Lola, interruptions. Interruptions, girl. Oh, I thought you'd managed to get one, Tracy. Was it the eBay thing or did they not ship to Spain? I thought you'd managed to get one. Who else had bought one then? Let's have another look, see if they're there. Can never actually find it. Desktop whiteboard, possibly. I don't even remember how I found this one. Right, let's have a look at those. The Jonathan one's there. That one's there. I must have found it. Ah, there we go. Price has come down. Right, dispatched in 4 to 5 days, $25.99. So it would arrive the 1st to the 4th, but they just won't send it to Spain. I can't believe that because, you know, Paul found one in the States. I know it's a different manufacturer, but what's with Spain? Why? Is this a common problem that you have or do most places ship to Spain? I mean, I'm sure it costs a lot more to get it there. Yeah, that's exactly the one that I bought. That's not good, is it? That is not good at all. And there isn't another one either. Oh, somebody's given it 1 star and said it was a present. A present they clearly didn't appreciate. Debbie was thinking about it. Oh, it could have been Peter. You're quite right, Kim. Didn't he have one in his basket and it disappeared? That's shocking. I think once you've got it in your basket, you should be given 15 minutes to check out. He came to check out and it wasn't available. Somebody had bought it. We were causing a rush on MacBites, clearly. But he did find one. He found one on eBay and it was a bit cheaper. So yes, you're right. He's got one as well. It does work really well. I think it depends on the project that you're working with. Fast moving, I think. Like I was saying with this party that we had, we knew we'd be playing music, but we didn't do the theme thing. And there was no like pre-requests. And it was the last weekend in March, so the clocks went back. So we'd actually, no, they go forward, don't they? The clocks went forward. We ended up going from, I think it was 7 o'clock till 4 in the morning. It was amazing. But the first 20 minutes, I thought, there's no way I'm going to be able to cope with this, because everything was just on post-it notes on the desk. Who the request was from, who it was for, what the song was. And, you know, I hadn't got a handle on the DJ app. And after about an hour, I thought, no, I'm into this. It's OK. But there's a lot of moving parts. And the whiteboard just makes it that much easier that you're not throwing post-it notes in the bin. I mean, you can put post-it notes on the board if you want. But those markers that I got, because Jonathan said the marker that came with his, and there was no marker with this second one of mine. But the marker that came with his wasn't great. You know, it would last like 3 days and that was it. But it did have a little like eraser on the end. So I looked through dry markers and they're so expensive. But the ones that I got actually looked like Sharpie pens. And I thought, well, I know I can write with a Sharpie, so these would be nice if they worked. Those are the ones that had yellow in and you could even see the yellow. So the colours are fantastic. So I can highly recommend the pens. They're great. I did get a marker and an eraser that does work, but I just tend to use a tissue. And I think I've had whiteboards before, but I think it's the fact this is glass. It literally just wipes off. All the others, you know, if you leave it 3 days, you've got to get bleach on it to try and get the marks out. But this is just fantastic. It just cleans straight off. Oh, Paul loves the Volcanics, I recommended. Yeah, they're the ones, Volcanics. Let's have a look. 4 whiteboards. They are just so good, the colours. Because I did have a set from Bic. And that was for a totally different job. That was for one of those rocket books. That's the branded one. I think I got an unbranded one. You know the kind of books where you're supposed to be able to write and then take a picture of it and then wipe the book clean. So they were Bic. Let's have a look what they were called. Velida. Velida. Bic Velida. They were useless. They were really useless. They were so washed out. They didn't clean well. So all of the pages in that book, you really needed to go over with like a microfiber cloth to get them anything like clean. So once these Velida and these Volcanics arrived, I thought, I wonder if they'd work in that book. So I dug the book out, gave it a go. Yes, they do. And they're 10 times better than the ones that came with it. So, yes, happy to recommend those. And they're very inexpensive. You can get them in either a set of black, something like 12 to 15 black pens, or you can get the ones I did, which were 12, and I think 2 of them were black. What have I got in here? I've got dark green, light green, pink, orange, red, purple, brown, yellow, you name it. And they do work very, very well, all of them. I don't think I'd use the yellow. I mean, obviously, it's not as deep as the black. But it's there as an option if you need it. So there you go. Kim's always amazed I can be in both chats as well. Oh, Kim. It was so funny this week because we had Peter who'd sent me... where'd he put that? He put it in WhatsApp, and Jonathan isn't in WhatsApp. He doesn't do WhatsApp. So I was trying to get it from WhatsApp to iMessages from Apple. And it was like, yeah, you can forward it, but only to somebody on WhatsApp. So I managed to get that out of there. And then there was something went in Slack. And I said to Mike, you know, two chats, doable. Four? Really? But I did end up with four. And obviously, I've got all of the upcoming stuff that I'm playing. I've got the stuff that we can't find in the system. So that has to go into a second system. I actually put that into Farrago. So we have a Farrago set for anything that we can't find in the system. And then that gets played from there. Then there's all the jingles that are in there, like the one for the Scrabble this week. Maura won again. She's Red Heart Maura, isn't she? I would have thought Bill, but no, Maura. So yes, there's quite a lot of moving parts. Not helped by the fact, you know, if your radio station's off air because they've done an update and it's balked. But we always find something to do, don't we? I am warning you, young lady. Cheeky mare, I think she wants to go out. So I will wrap up and I will take her out like a good mummy. Like a good mummy. Right, I know. Honestly, so rude, Lola. Or are you just saying goodbye? Honestly. Trio jingle, you assume as well. Oh, yes, the trio jingle's like on permanent repeat. But we have got quite a few jingles. Let's have a look. How many have we got in there? We've got our trio, the challenge, the worst song, tenuous link. We've got a quiz by Kaz and a quiz by Lisa. We've got sad song to make you cry. Then we've got the birthday ones. What else have we got? Oh, I've got a whole show there. Baby crying. That's when people have got grandchildren. And we've got breakfast at Bramley's. Oh, breakfast at Bramley's. From Breakfast at Tiffany's. So to the tune of Breakfast at Tiffany's, we have Breakfast at Bramley's, which I'll play you if you like. Here you go.
And I said, what about breakfast at Bramley's? She said, I think I remember the bacon. Yes, I recall, I think we all kind of liked it. And Mike said he'd have mayo with that.
They can't handle the fact that Mike likes mayonnaise on his breakfast. So, yeah, and we've got the anniversary one. We've got loads of stuff. There's a lot of moving parts, put it like that. But after doing it for a year, it's probably second nature. So I will say good night from me. I will say good night from Mike because he's deep in his Gardenian meeting. Actually, he could be asleep by now because, like I say, he's only really doing the tech. And we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.